Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, 4,000 miles. Last Friday, 70 cyclists completed the longest charity bicycle ride in the world, from Austin, Texas to Anchorage. Every year, the Texas 4,000 raises money for cancer research. Alaska Public Media's Henry Leisha was at the finish line to hear about how this annual journey is starting conversations about cancer all over the country.
Hundreds of people are lined up along a road at the University of Alaska Anchorage. They wave orange longhorn flags and shake cowbells. Yeah, that's right, symbols from the state's arch rival, Texas. They're anxiously awaiting the arrival of 70 bicyclists.
Do you have the hot coffee?
Yeah.
It's cold here. It's 105 in Texas.
Michelle Hauser stands in the crowd holding balloons and a sign for her daughter. It's been more than 2 months since her daughter set off on the 4,600-mile journey from Austin to Anchorage.
I just can't believe she made it. I was so concerned about them riding on the highways so long. And, you know, as a mom, you're like, is she eating enough? Is she drinking enough? Are they getting any sleep?
The Texas 4,000 was founded in 2004 by Chris Condit, an electrical engineering student at the University of Texas in Austin. Condit was diagnosed with cancer at age 11, but managed to beat the disease. He wanted to find a way to support people fighting cancer, so with help from other students, he founded the longest charity bike ride in the world. Most of the riders were not cyclists before getting involved with the Texas 4000. But Steve Cruz, the executive director of the organization, says that jumping into a challenging situation is what makes this experience meaningful.
Really, the bike ride is a metaphor for the fight against cancer. You don't know every day what you're going to face. You may get out on the road and there's extreme weather conditions and it's very difficult to get through, and you're relying upon other people to help pull you through.
Before setting off from Austin, each rider helps raise money to support cancer research and patient support services. This year, the organization has collected more than $700,000 for groups like MD Anderson Cancer Center and the Livestrong Foundation. Participants are then split into three teams, each with a separate route to Alaska. During the journey, teams ride up to 120 miles a day, sleeping at campsites or staying with hosts who volunteer to put them up. At towns along the way, they present donations to hospitals, speak with cancer patients, and give presentations on cancer awareness. The sound of sirens announces the arrival of the riders. After a fire truck and an ambulance roll by, the crowd goes wild as three teams pedal down the final stretch.
Oh my God, here they come!
At the finish line, the riders ditch their bikes and congratulate each other. Some laugh, some cry, everyone is exhausted. Each team gathers together for a celebratory chant before reuniting with friends and family. Many of the riders have personal connections to the disease. Jeff Conley, a junior at UT, decided to ride the Texas 4000 on behalf of his grandmother. She passed away from lung cancer the day they set out from Austin. But Conley was able to find strength with help from the people he met along the way.
Like the hosts we stay with, the people we meet, we're only with them for a day. And how much they can give us and how much they make this entire ride possible, it's tremendous, it's overwhelming. And just to kind of continue that generosity, pass it on to others, and continue fighting the good fight.
Eventually, Michelle Hauser finds her daughter Alaya in the crowd. Alaya says that over the summer, her team has practically become a second family for her.
We all learn how to love each other, and we're constantly trying to love each other well. And I think moving forward, I want to be able to love people in my life really well.
She says they go through a lot together. Along the road, there were many emotional conversations with people fighting cancer and others who had lost friends and family to the disease. Alaya is excited to be finished, but says she will be sad to leave her teammates.
Relationships like that in a community like that, where you live with the same people for that long, it's very hard to walk away from.
Although the ride may be over, she says the experience will stay with her for the rest of her life. For AK, I'm Henry Leisha.